Tara Cressy is surrounded by garbage bins piled high with glass bottles. This is the headquarters of Glassroots Recycling, and before it opened a few months ago, Cressy says likely all of these bottles would have gone to the county dump.
You know, I've had people like, I can finally have my favorite dressing again, I can finally drink my favorite beer again, because I can finally not feel guilty about the glass.
Like in most counties in North Idaho, the local recycler doesn't accept glass. Glass is heavy, and diesel is expensive, so it's not worth the shipping cost. So Cressy is smashing up the bottles and turning them into this. Buckets of colorful pebbles and sand-like grains of glass.
And it's all soft. You can touch it. You can play with it. It's been tumbled. It's been beach glass.
Beer bottles become a chocolatey brown aggregate. Champagne bottles, a vibrant green. Red wine bottles turn jade-like, and white wine bottles, bright yellow.
Everyone kind of giggles because I seem to know my wine bottles now.
The rarest color? Blue.
Thank you, Bud Light, for just coming out with a new blue bottle. That will help tremendously.
37-year-old Cressy originally envisioned a small operation that would create glass fragments for local artists at a couple of bucks a pound. But so far, the biggest orders are coming from landscapers and contractors who want to use the glass in patios, countertops, and as a substitute for sand. And they want a lot of it, which has given her a new problem.
For the most part, I don't have enough. I know it's kind of wild, but I'm trying not to sell my product to everybody that wants it.
Cressy is on the move, though. She's transferring to a bigger warehouse and eventually hopes to hire workers besides herself. After all, with nowhere else for the bottles to go, she tells me she has a lot of glass to break.
Just throw it in.
Yeah, just throw it in. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a great one. Feels good, huh? Better than you thought.
I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.